Now, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a piece of legislation on Iran, imposing additional sanctions on the Islamic Republic for alleged rights violations. The bipartisan bill is known as the Iran Human Rights and Hostage Taking Accountability Act. It accuses Tehran of flagrantly disregarding its commitments to respect the fundamental rights of the Iranian people. The bill also mandates property blocking and visa denial sanctions for Iranian officials allegedly responsible for violating human rights, as well as jailing American citizens. Iran has repeatedly rejected such accusations as politically motivated. The United States itself is widely criticized by rights groups for widespread rights abuses and racial profiling. Joining us now out of Boston, Massachusetts, for more on this is Dr. Cobb Afrasiab, author and political scientist. Hello, Professor. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Your thoughts on more sanctions, even though the JCPOA was supposed to put an end to sanctions, as long as Iran plays by its commitments, it's played by its commitments. So what's going on? We're getting sanctions from all different aspects and angles, and they're trying to say that it's outside the scope of that agreement. Your thoughts, please.
Well, obviously, we're dealing with a very hostile U.S. government that resorts to any excuse or instrument of pressure vis-a-vis Iran. The U.S. government is in direct violation of the Iran nuclear accord, and that is tantamount to violating the economic rights of the Iranian people by making it more difficult, economically speaking, for the Iranians to enjoy the benefits of the JCPOA. And one would really like to see the U.S. Congress take measures against Trump's discriminatory Muslim ban affecting Iran, because the right to travel is also a human right that is being infringed upon as a result of the demonization of Iran and all these strings of sanctions that reflect the Cold War American policy toward Iran that is nowadays wrapped in the language of regime change. And I hasten to add that the United States has pledged, per the terms of the Algiers Agreement of 1980, not to interfere in Iran's domestic affairs, yet legislations such as this one do the exact opposite.
And, you know, President Hassan Rouhani's administration, it wasn't that they just wanted to secure the JCPOA for sanctions relief. It was supposed to be in an open channel to engage with Washington, a country that Iran has been highly suspect and probably, a lot of critics say, rightfully so. An administration, you know, a capital that Iran has been very suspect towards for the last 40 years. They tried to open an avenue of communications, and it doesn't seem like, it seemed that the last administration was somewhat susceptible, but what are things like today out of Washington towards Iran?
Well, you know, the step today by the House of Representatives makes it even harder, is another hurdle with respect to normalization of relations between Tehran and Washington. And the greater such barriers, the more alienated the Iranian people will be from the U.S. That has a long record of trampling on Iran's sovereign rights dating back to the 1953 CIA-led coup against the democratically elected government in Iran, and the inhuman sanctions that affected the ordinary people, depriving ordinary people of access to medicine and so on and so forth. So I really think that the U.S. members of the U.S. Congress that are play-acting moral champions with legislations like this should look themselves in the mirror and ask tough questions from themselves, such as why they failed miserably with respect to Iraq's chemical attacks on Iran during the 1980s, given the fact that now we have, you know, disclosure of documents from the CIA that the U.S. government assisted the Iraqi government with its chemical attacks against the Iranian civilians and soldiers back then. And yet part of the legislation you referred to today, you know, asks for probing of events that happened in the 1980s. Well, we need to have a comprehensive approach and blame the culprits who also, you know, murdered thousands of innocent civilians.
Interesting points. I want to thank you for joining us there, Professor, out of Boston, Massachusetts. That was Professor Cobb Afrasiab, author and political scientist.